Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome into KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me on the KRDO Newsline from Park State Bank and Trust is Catherine Perry, the Senior Vice President and Chief Lending Officer. Of course, Park State Bank and Trust has been our partner here on KRDO News Radio throughout the CC Tiger hockey season for our Power Play for Charity sponsor. Of course, we've been talking about ways that they are continuing to give back. And Catherine, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO News Radio. And what does it mean to you guys to really be a true community bank and partner in these kind of efforts?
Oh, thanks, Andrew. Pleased to be here today and pleased to be representing Park State Bank and Trust. A true community bank is just what we think of as the American dream, started by individuals and still primarily owned, majority owned by individuals. And Park State has roots going back five generations of Colorado family. Majority owner still lives here locally. And we're just proud to be a true community bank. And as such, a community bank can't exist without the support of and support to our community. So Park State loves to give back to worthy organizations. We're excited to be a part of the Power Play for Charity.
Absolutely. And let's talk about the different services that Park State offers throughout the Southern Colorado Pikes Peak region.
Yeah, we're a true community bank, full service spectrum of services. We offer deposit services, CDs, trust services, and then we've got an extensive lending department. We specialize in land and construction lending, but we also do consumer and commercial. We support small businesses. Park State made over 500 PPP loans during the COVID crisis to support small businesses in the area. So we are here to serve the needs of Front Range residents. We understand their challenges. We understand what it is to build in this area. And you truly have a personal relationship when you work with Park State Bank and Trust.
Absolutely. And that goes back to that emphasis on the community that you talked about a little bit earlier. And let's talk about the different ways that you really fulfill that mission of being a true community bank at Park State.
Well, Park State just takes it to heart that if our community is not strong, we're not strong. And so the giving budget far, far exceeds the advertising budget with Park State, and organizations like Community Partnership partner with Park State to support our community. And it's been the support of the ownership going back to the 1870s. It's the mission we still fulfill to this day.
Absolutely. And then we mentioned, of course, Park State joined in here on the efforts with KRDO News Radio, becoming the Power Play for Charity sponsor for our CC Hockey broadcast. And let's talk about the long history Park State has had with CC Hockey.
Well, our president and CEO has been a season ticket holder dating back to the old Broadmoor Arena and then through the World Arena days. And now we're excited to be at the new arena. So we're fans, we're local supporters, and we couldn't find a better way to give to Community Partnership than to give them the exposure of the Power Play for Charity program.
Absolutely. And then why should our listeners really look to a local bank and someone like Park State when it comes to their financial services, especially when there are so many offers and kind of gimmicks coming out from these big multinational corporations?
Yeah, you know, if you're dealing with a national bank, you may shave a little bit off your rate, but when you need help, when you've got a situation of a check coming through that you need some personal attention for, an 800 number just doesn't cut it. At Park State, if you've got a personal situation going on, good or bad, you pick up the phone, you talk to a person that knows you by name, and it's a whole different experience. And so whether it's deposit side or lending side, Park State is built on that personal relationship. We like to say you're a face and not a number. We don't think of you by your loan number or your account number. we think of you as a member of our community.
Absolutely. And then, Catherine, if anyone wants some more information as far as becoming a member, really starting that relationship with Park State, what's the best way to do that?
You can find out all of our services on our website, psbtrust.com, or just give us a call, 719-687-9234. You'll get a live person answering the phone, and you'll get transferred to a live person that can help you with whatever your financial needs may be.
Absolutely. Well, and as we mentioned, of course, Park State Bank and Trust was the presenting sponsor for our Power Play for Charity. Of course, those funds going towards the Community Partnership Family Resource Center. Joining me now on the KRD Newsline is Jody Maharis, the Executive Director of the Community Partnership. And Jody, first off, tell me a little bit about the services that Community Partnership Family Resource Center provides for residents, especially when it comes to Teller County.
Oh, sure. Community Partnership Family Resource Center provides programs that empower parents and strengthen the child-parent relationship, strengthening families. We have about 12 different programs that we offer families in Teller County. A few of those to highlight would be our parenting education and early childhood programs. We have GED preparation and testing that come along with career readiness and financial literacy workshops. We also have some healthy living programs, and these include really fun activities like cooking and nutrition classes and exercise and community gardens. And all of these programs are available to Teller County residents at no cost.
That is amazing. And what's next for the organization moving ahead?
Well, our this year we celebrate our organization's 30th anniversary. So we're really excited to be at this point and look ahead to the next 30 years. And most exciting is that last fall we purchased a building that's been a long-term goal of the organization, and we were able to finally secure a home for our agency. And we're really excited to start soon the remodel of that building to create a community center for families and children in Teller County.
Absolutely. And of course, we are on here along with Park State Bank and Trust. And let's talk about the relationship you have with such a great local lending and a local bank like Park State.
Yes. And I would like to thank Park State Bank and Trust, not just for this donation, but for years, many, many years of support and partnership in building community in Teller County. Park State Bank and Trust works right alongside the nonprofits in our community. And we have we share a mission in creating spaces where community residents can come together and create social supports and strengthen our communities through each other.
Absolutely. And being the recipient of the Power Play for Charity donations, what does that mean, and what specific funds and efforts will that help go on throughout Teller County?
Oh, it means the world to us. We are just always so grateful for the generosity that the community, including our community bank, poured into the organization during the pandemic, which was a very difficult time for our community. And we're starting to transition from that and focus on building a community center in Woodland Park. And they're a big partner with us in that. And we appreciate their support.
Absolutely. And if anyone wants more information about all the fantastic things you're doing with the Community Partnership Family Resource Center, what's the best way to get that information?
People can go to our website, which is www.cp, as in community partnership, teller.org.
Awesome. Well, Jody, we so much appreciate the efforts and everything you're doing to help out families and to help build that support system in Teller County. Catherine, we thank you for joining us and partnering during the CC hockey season and your ongoing efforts to give back to those throughout the community as well. Both, thank you so much for your time here on KRDO News Radio.
Thanks, Andrew. It's been a pleasure to talk to you today.
You as well.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you so much. And again, for more information on Park State Bank and Trust, you can head on over to psbtrust.com. More information on the Community Partnership Family Resource Center is available at cpteller.org.